Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's get right after it. Amazon Athena announces one-hour reservation for provisioned capacity. Nobody would want or need this if Athena wasn't a time so painfully slow that you start to wonder if you might not be able to get results sooner by working it out with a pencil yourself. AWS Neuron adds support for Llama 2 70B model and PyTorch 2.0. 8 short months after PyTorch launched and people could use it with GPUs that see widespread use, AWS updates their SDK so you can use it with their own Amazon Basics NVIDIA H100s. Filter and stream logs from Amazon S3 logging buckets into Splunk using AWS Lambda. It's rare that I see an AWS technical blog post that's as factually incorrect as this one is. Let me fix it for you. Step 1, call your Splunk rep who has already named their latest yacht after you. Step 2, tell them exactly what you want them to ingest from the relevant S3 bucket or buckets. Step 3, let them handle it since you are, after all, paying them enough money to bootstrap a country's nuclear program. Should they object, repeat yourself more loudly. GoDaddy benchmarking results in up to 24% better price performance for their Spark workloads with AWS Graviton 2 on Amazon EMR serverless. AWS has historically been very tight-lipped on benchmarks for Graviton versus Intel, but getting GoDaddy to talk about it on their behalf definitely shoots the elephant in the room. How contact center leaders can evaluate using generative AI for customer experience. AWS seems to believe that we've all been anxiously awaiting their wisdom on how to apply Gen AI in the contact center. While they're busy patting themselves on the back for teaching us how to turn our customer service into a sci-fi movie, perhaps they can also provide a guide on how to salvage human conversations after their bot inevitably asks about the caller's favorite color 3 times in a row. Detect and fix low cardinality indexes in Amazon Document DB. Yet, a customer using Amazon Basics MongoDB is itself a high cardinality event from what I've seen. How power utilities analyze and detect harmonics issues using power quality and customer usage data with Amazon TimeStream, Part 2. Well, ring-a-ding-ding, AWS just came out with a long-winded way of telling us that utility companies can use Amazon TimeStream to monitor power quality and customer usage, provided they were insane and also somehow weren't aware of many better-suited tools. Techniques to improve the state-of-the-art in cloud FinOps using Amazon Neptune. I'm being sincere when I tell you that if someone handling cloud cost optimization for you one day says that it's time to use a graph database, you need to fire that person immediately. Be humane, offer severance, but where they have gone, you cannot follow and it will not serve you well. Mark your calendars for AWS mainframe modernization sessions at reInvent 2023. Yes, mark your calendars for reInvent 1977. Ready for flight, announcing Finch 1.0 GA. Okay. I like Finch. I've been using it for most of the past year as a Docker replacement. I've had a couple of weird issues, but to date, they've all gotten fixed. 2 thumbs up on this one. How to monitor Amazon Elastic File System, EFS, storage costs. It's cute how AWS assumes customers have the time to monitor our EFS storage costs. In other news, AWS tacitly admits that it's probably low enough for you not to notice until it's too late, just isn't cutting it anymore for budget-conscious customers. And finally, full-stack generative AI sample app for Amazon Bedrock. This article was taken down after I yelled at them on Twitter for embedding an API key in the demo and incidentally left in a bunch of placeholder copy for URLs. But given that this is twice in a couple of months that this pattern has played out, I've included an archived copy of this post. To be very clear, this is a process failure on AWS, not one person, particularly author, because my own drafts are war crimes, who was getting it wrong. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stick around.